بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the last verse yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned the justification that the Quraysh of Mecca would use whenever they would commit an act of indecency, an act of shamelessness. As an example that had been mentioned is that a practice that was prevalent amongst them is when they would make tawaf of the Kaaba, then they would do this in a state of undress, in a state of nakedness. And one of the justifications they would mention is, وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا, Allah has commanded us to do this. So Allah had instructed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that say to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ, verily Allah does not instruct, does not command anyone to do anything that is indecent, that is shameful, that lacks modesty. Further, now Allah tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that say to them, قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْط, my Rabb commands or instructs with qist. This word qist, Mufassirin explain, in this context refers to righteousness, that path which is fair, which is balanced, which is upright. And what is meant by this is that my Rabb commands that you should believe in him, you do not ascribe partners to him, you should accept his deen, accept his teachings. وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. And further now Allah speaks about salah, is that direct your attention to him, عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, at every masjid. Masjid, the literal translation is, the time or the place of sajda. In other words, every occasion of salah, direct your attention to Allah. What is meant by this is that face the qibla, and more than that, turn your attention to Allah, make your salah solely for Allah. Let there be sincerity in this action. It should not be for any other deity, for any idol, or for anything else that you would worship. وَدْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, and call unto Allah, in other words, make dua to him. And when it comes to your dua also, then make your dua exclusively for him. مُخْلِصِين, have ikhlas in your dua. Do not call unto anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three things mentioned here. أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ, my Rabb has commanded with righteousness. Then when you perform your salah, ensure that you direct your attention to him alone. And when you make dua, when you call unto anyone, when you ask for assistance from anyone, then make sure that this also is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا بَدَأَكُمْ تَعُودُونَ, Allah then says that just as he created you, just as he caused you or he originated you, in this manner you will be returned to him. In other words, there will be those who Allah created with the quality of sa'ada, good fortune, with iman. They will return to Allah in this condition also as believers. And there are those who Allah created who are wretched with the quality of shaqawa. They will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this condition. فَرِيقًا هَدَى وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَ. Allah now expounds on this, makes it clearer that he has guided a certain group, whereas another group, they are set on being misguided. They are hell-bent on being misguided. Here, Mufassirin have explained, فَرِيقًا هَدَى, Allah has guided a certain group. Although a person makes the correct decisions, he tries his best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he follows the commands of Allah, but Allah still attributes guidance to himself, so that a person should not develop a sense of pride, or think that my hidayat, my iman, my righteousness, my piety is due to my own action. This is Allah's hidayat, Allah guiding me, Allah's fazl, Allah's bounty and blessing upon me that he has guided me. And the other group, on the other hand, they are hell-bent on being misguided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what caused them to go down this route. إِنَّهُمُ اتَّخَذُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, they took the shayateen as allies, as friends, as helpers, instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, when it came to a crossroads and they had to make a decision, they had to either obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or give in to their temptation and follow that which shaitan was tempting them to do. Then they made the decision to follow shaitan, to follow their desires, to reject the command of Allah. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, whilst they thought that they were rightly guided. So because of this decision that they made, where they followed the whisperings and the temptations of shaitan, they are now hell-bent on misguidance, and they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. So this very clearly draws a distinction between the people of Iman, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on one hand in Makkah, and the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, those the idol worshippers who were also living in Makkah at that time. One group is on hidayat and guidance, and the other group is completely astray, completely misguided. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a principle, again building on this concept of qist, of righteousness, of balance, of being upright. Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Allah says, O bani Adam, O children of Adam, take up your adornment. In other words, adorn yourself on the occasion of every salah. And what is meant by adorn yourself? Earlier on, we had mentioned regarding clothing yesterday, where Allah spoke about libas, garments, that this is yuwari sawatikum warisha. The garments and clothing Allah has given us in this world fulfill two purposes. One is it conceals your private parts, it conceals your body, and together with that it is risha, it is an adornment for you. So here this word is mentioned, or the same meaning is mentioned in a different word, khudu zinatakum, that now take up your adornment. In other words, clothe yourself during the occasion of salah. You should not be like the Makkans, like the Quraysh, who would perform ibadat tawaf in the state of undress. When you are reading salah, ensure that you are completely covered. And of course, the fuqaha have mentioned thereafter which limbs need to be covered in salah for the men, from the navel to the knee, from below the navel to below the knee. For the females, it's the entire body, excluding the hands, face and feet. So this is meant that now take up your adornment. And over and above this, Mufassirin explain, when a person is reading salah, then it is mustahab for him to be well-dressed. We find encouragement in the ahadith, especially on the day of Jumu'ah, on the occasion of Eid, which are dini festivals for us, that a person should be well-dressed. He should dress wearing his best clothing. Obviously, this means that clothing which is best according to Sharia. It should not be breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is righteousness. This is being upright. It is not some notion that you have in your mind that now Allah wants us to perform tawaf in a state of undress. Rather, you should dress yourself, be well-dressed, and then perform your ibadat. وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. And eat and drink. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. And do not exceed the bounds. Here, Alama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah mentions, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الطِّبْ كُلَّهُ فِي نِسْفِ آيَةٍ. That Allah has gathered the essence of medicine in half a verse of Quran. Eat, drink, but do not exceed the limits. If a person will abide by this, his eating and drinking will be correct. He will not overeat. At the same time, he will not starve himself. Then this will be a means of preventing many illnesses, many sicknesses. His health will be at an optimum level. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah does not love those who make israf. Again, this word israf we hear many a times. And generally, we apply it to our monetary spending, that a person should not spend over and above his necessities or his needs. But here Allah is linking it to eating and drinking. In other words, do not make israf in your eating and drinking. How? By eating and drinking too much. So you eat that which is required, you drink that which is required, and do not exceed the limits. This is justice, this is being balanced, this is being upright and having taqwa. And obviously, ulama have explained, Hazrat Hakim Sahab rahmatullah alayhi will explain, that in today's time, because of our weakness, we are not required to eat just the bare minimum, and a person is still hungry or still thirsty. He would say, eat and drink as much as you need, but do not eat and drink so much that it's now going to make you lazy and you can't perform ibadat. So a person is allowed to eat to his full, but he should not exceed the limit. Now he can't wake up or he's feeling lazy to go to the masjid. It should be within moderation. This is part of taqwa, and this is part of the rights of a person's body upon him, that he looks after what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and he will be counted amongst those who are exercising taqwa. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.